104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you all for tuning in to Southern Loft, your home for discussions about life in the South and songs about mama, trains, trucks, prison, and getting drunk. Today, we have two special guests with us that you will meet later in the show as we will talk about Southern dialects and dialects across the country. But first, we're going to start out with some music. Our first song is 26 by Camp. Up next is Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show.
Mm-hmm. coast in 17 hours. Picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel.
Our next song is Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith and Willie Nelson.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Dirty deeds,
while you settle on down.
You can bet he'll settle down.
Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta settle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all be back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta settle up your cause, you gotta draw a hard line.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Our next song is American Kids by Kenny Chesney.
Hey! Double wide quick stop, midnight tea, top jack in a cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by a barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map, down to New York to L.A. Second base for saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug's afterlife. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
Up next is Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
it's all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles still in both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Up next is our last song before the talk portion. It is We're All Here by Kenny Chesney.
Track where we all jumped off and there we tight. We're anchors and sails with tattoos and scars. We've all drifted out just a little too far. We were born being misunderstood, so we got here as fast as we could.
It's now time to start the talk portion of our show. Our guests today are Declan, Genevieve, and Christina. If y'all would like to introduce yourselves, please go ahead.
My name's Declan. I'm from right outside of Philly.
I'm Genevieve. I'm from right outside of Philly as well.
I'm Christina, and I'm from Westchester, New York.
It's great to have you on. So today we're going to be talking about dialects, and since we're all from different places, seems like a quality cast to have for this conversation. So the first question I have for you all is there any new words or slang that you've picked up here at Lafayette College that you haven't heard before you came here? And if so, would you tell everyone what it is that you learned?
Sure. So I'm from, like I said, outside of Philly, but a lot of people from like Westchester, New York, on the border of PA and stuff, like Christina, say they're waiting online instead of in line, and I've never heard that in my entire life.
It's so. Online? I'm waiting online.
It's in line.
I think
it's
you'd be like on a computer if you were online.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I feel attacked.
Oh man, my life here all the time. Oh gosh. Declan, Christina, anything y'all have picked up on?
I think the only thing I heard really that's new, but I think it's just like a weird slang thing in general, is when people say like food slaps or something. Like,
you just took my thing too.
It's like all over here.
I've heard it so much. So for anyone who doesn't know, slaps means like it's really good.
Like people say, like, oh, the food at Lower Slaps or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah, I've never heard that one. It was really strange when I first heard it. I was like, it what?
Yeah,
another one of my friends always says, I'm in my bag, and apparently that means, like, I'm sad. I've never heard that before.
In my bag.
Yeah.
That makes a Jersey thing.
That makes me think, like, you're in your bed or something.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
So. Something I haven't heard is spill the tea.
Oh, you've never heard of that one?
We just say spill the beans.
We say that too.
Or, like, what's the tea on something? It's like, I haven't heard that one yet.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to make that my senior quote.
What's the tea?
And that's the tea.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so now I want to get into what's probably the most iconic saying that's from your place, from where you're from. Like, where I'm from, it'd be like, y'all. Something that's... like, directly linked to where you're from, and if someone says, like, oh, yeah, you're from where I'm from.
Well, a lot of people from Philly, instead of saying y'all, will say yous, like, yous guy, like how yous doing, but I personally think that's kind of weird, and I just say you guys.
I was at a middle school today, like, in Easton, and one of the kids kept saying yous, and it really surprised me. I knew what it was, but I haven't heard anyone actually say it before. So I've just seen it like movies as caricatures of people from Philly.
Yeah. We say you guys mostly, like, outside of Philly, I feel, but
hey, you guys.
A lot of family members that say yous and like gets under my skin.
I'd have no clue.
Online.
Online, I guess, is one. I don't know. Water.
Yeah, water.
Water.
Everyone in my family says water. I say water.
Yeah. I say water.
One that I find really funny is Long Island bad.
Oh, yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Bad. That's how my family says
bad.
It.
I say bad.
I know a lot of people that say it here, actually. It makes me laugh every time. Sort of a bad thing to be laughing at, but I find it funny.
It's
so.
A bad thing to be laughing at.
Who said that?
Heather, Annalisa is the strongest Long Island accent I've ever heard. It is really bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it was. All right, so I've talked to a lot of people who are from the north and say they use y'all a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, is it like gaining prevalence up north, or has it sort of just like always had a little bit of...
It's mostly like a joke, like, where I'm from.
Yeah, I started using it as kind of like just a shortener in text and stuff. But now I say it in sentences. So
I've heard you say it.
Yeah, I say it.
But I've seen you say it in text more than.
Mm-hmm,
you say it in person, but you do say it. I don't say it.
Yeah, I've never said it before. I don't think.
One of my friends says it like. But, like, just as, like, y'all, you know, like, just to say it that, but that's really it.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets texted a lot more just because of how convenient it is. Yeah. It's just one word.
It autocorrects, too.
So yeah, it does. Like,
it always puts the apostrophe in there for you so you don't have to type it out. So, I mean, no reason not to use it. Yeah, but then when you're talking, y'all and you guys is just, it's so close to the time, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
All right, so here's something that my friends from Argentina told me, but I thought it was really interesting, and no one I've talked to have heard this before. But so, do you guys have a special name for it when it's raining but the sun's out?
Oh, the devil's beating his way.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
It's like more of a southern thing.
I call it a sun shower too.
But I did a study on dialects. Yeah, and like there's this huge study by a news station that you can do, and one of the options is a devil's beating his
way. Really?
That's one that my friend swears it is every time.
Yeah.
It's really funny. That's why I just say it now. I never actually had a name for it, but now I just call it that.
I call it a sun shower.
I don't have a name for it.
Just happens. I feel that. I didn't know until like last year, driving down to Florida, and he was like, oh, the devil's beating his wife. And I'm like, what?
That's so weird.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah, it is weird.
All right, here's one that apparently I'm really wrong on this, because I've gotten in like a bit of an argument with it earlier. How do you pronounce those, the name of those, like, Greek sandwiches made on the...
I worked at a Greek restaurant.
All right, how's that, what's it called?
I say gyro, but it's pronounced hero.
Yeah, I've always heard gyro or gyro.
Yeah, gyro or a euro.
Like,
yeah. Euro?
Like, euro,
it's like,
yeah.
It's a mix of, like,
hero and euro.
Yeah. It's like, you need the accent for it. Love like the that. Greek accent.
It's just spelled in a way that you'd never recognize it if no one actually said it correctly.
Yeah.
I say gyro.
Yeah, same. I got told earlier this weekend that I was extremely incorrect, that you have to call it a euro, is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. My bosses say it like that, but I say it regular. I try not to say it when I'm working.
Try not to say it.
Yeah.
You want one of those pita bread thingies, right?
People usually point to it anyway on the menu because you can't pronounce it anyway, so I know what they want. But
that's fair. That's fair. All right. What's soda called where you're from? Soda. Pop, Coke, just soda.
Coke
all around.
Is a type of soda.
Yeah.
Okay, but like when you go a little bit farther, like into the Carolinas and stuff, and you say Coke, they just bring you anything. Like, what do you want? Like, what kind of Coke? And you could say, if you ask for Coke, and they'd be like, all right, what do you want? And I'd be like, oh yeah, Sprite.
What? Like, what if you just wanted a Coke?
You'd just say like a Coca-Cola.
Oh. What if you wanted like Pepsi? You'd just say.
Probably just say Pepsi.
Why wouldn't you just say that in the first place, though?
I don't know.
I say soda.
Same. Soda. And
Coke is Coke.
Mm-hmm. Someone here from the Midwest says pop a lot.
Oh,
oh man. There's two of them.
two of them.
One of them's Becca from Minnesota. And the other one, I don't remember his name, but... It's always funny to hear pop. Okay, final question for y'all. What do you put on top of cake?
Icing.
Or frosting.
Icing or frosting.
Yeah. Icing is different from frosting. Mm. They're two different things.
They're different?
Yeah.
Frosting is like the decorative stuff.
Frosting is like the thicker, like puffy.
It's like whipped.
Yeah. And then icing is more of like a glaze. Yeah.
So it's like, are cupcakes are frosted then?
Yeah. Well,
I say icing for cupcakes.
It really depends.
I say frosting for cake and icing for cupcakes.
Yeah.
I've always just said icing. I don't really like saying frosting. I don't know why. It seems sort of weird, like unnatural.
Unnatural.
Like, if I'm baking a cake, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to frost the cake. That's like, no, I'm icing the cake.
Yeah, then I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't say, like, frosting a cake.
I would say there's frosting on
the cake.
But you'd say you're icing the cake even if you're putting frosting on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're making me really think about what I said.
Your life
decisions. And now I want cake.
Oh, my God.
They sell cake, makes it lower.
I'm not going to make a cake.
Well, you don't want it enough then, clearly.
I just want to eat it. I don't
want to
make it.
All right, well, that's all I have for y'all today. So Yay. Thank you very much for coming on and speaking.
Thanks for having us,
Avery.
Of course. So we're going to get back into our music. Our next song is Spotlight by David Allan Coe.
But me, all of my music is lonely. All of my heartaches were free. Don't waste your time on your flash balls. Too many heroes are dead. You like to live in.
strange. I leave here knowing what you are.
Our next song is a suggestion from Genevieve.
Yeah.
It is Colder Weather by Zach Brown Band.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in, and wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. At a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln, night as black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a wild see you, no matter where I am.
I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
Our next song is a suggestion by Declan. It is Our Song by Taylor Swift. Our next song is a suggestion by Christina. It is Big Green Tractor by Jason Aldean.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down. Sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and a wagon. just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here. And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow, or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got.
It is time for us to read our PSAs. Our first one is on preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and text them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan, so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help you keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Our second PSA is on the end of the year. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-the-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. And our final PSA is on blood donation. The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. Thank you very much for staying with us. Our next song is She Used to Love Me a Lot by David Allan Coe.
Mm-hmm. cafe. I started to keep going, but something made me stop. She used to love me a lot. She looked lonely, and I knew the cure. Old memories would win her heart for sure. I thought I'd walk on in there and give it my best shot. She used to love me a lot. Sat down beside her and she smiled. She said, where have you been? It's been a while. She seemed so glad to see me. Lord, I could read her thoughts. She used to love me a lot. She used to love me with a love that wouldn't die. Looking at her now, I can't believe I said goodbye. It would only take a minute to turn back the clock. She used to love me a lot. Well, I reminded her how good it was back then. And I said, you know, it's not too late to start again. We could spend the night together, take up where we left off. She used to love me a lot. Then I panicked as she turned to walk away. And as she went out the door, I heard her say, guess I'm in need of something, but it's something you ain't got. But I used to love you a lot. She used to love me with a love that wouldn't die. Looking at her now, I can't believe she said goodbye. It would only take a minute to turn back that old clock. She used to love me a lot. She used to love me a lot. She used to love me a lot.
Our final song of the night is Holy Water by Cody Jenks.
On pins and needles, around people I can't even name. I keep on passing church steeples, praying that my God is still the same.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I regret to inform you that this is the end of our program. On other news, we will not be having a show next Tuesday because of fall break. I will see you again in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TV. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.